Since the very beginning, Close the Gap has had a pioneering role in creating zero-waste-to-landfill solutions to guarantee that e-waste will never be a threat to the environment or the health of local communities, but rather an opportunity to develop green economies and sustainable job creation. In 2011, Vice President of the European Commission, Neelie Kroes, inaugurated Close the Gap's first e-waste center for the proper disposal of hazardous waste in Nairobi. This resulted in the creation of a new organization called World Loop, which was established in 2012. The main goal of this partner organization is to create an operational network of local collection and recycling centers in developing countries. For logistical reasons, some fractions can't be recycled locally and are shipped back to Europe. Today, this process is already operational in the 5 countries of the East African Community. Thanks to the amazing support from large and medium-sized enterprises, as well as public and non-profit entities, Close the Gap is able to continue enjoying sustainable growth and meet the increasing demand for new technologies in developing countries. Africa is an impressive continent full of great potential and wonderful success stories. The chance to use new technologies makes a real difference in empowering local communities. At Close the Gap, we strongly believe that solutions to improve the standard of life are at hand, boosted by scientific and technological research. The ICT4 development industry is now entering a critical phase where it is important for the industry, governments and wider stakeholders to show what they can achieve. Ultimately, we are all striving for the same goal: more autonomy for all the beneficiaries.